even admission to that. We had no choice but to go forward.
The president on Twitter calls this all BS. He used the whole word in his tweet in capital letters. Bernie Sanders is hospitalized.
Sanders underwent surgery after experiencing chest pain during a campaign event last night. A spokesperson says doctors discovered a blockage in one of the 78-year-old's arteries and successfully inserted two stents. The Sanders campaign says the senator is conversing and is in good spirits and will be resting up over the next few days. Sanders' events and appearances are canceled until further notice.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high temperatures continues for now, but we're getting closer to some nice relief for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Highs in the upper 90s each day, and each day we should tie or break the record high. Still dry, lows at 9 in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot, high 94. Rain chances close to 15%. Then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. Then look for significantly cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Fox Tonight. Critic rave is a smash. Wow. And it's back.
Who is the Masked Singer?
You won't believe the celebrity we unmasked next.
Oh my God!
Then, yesterday they were strangers. Today,
the miracle of DNA testing.
We're genetically connected.
Your sisters.
Our worlds have turned upside down.
But I'm going to be here for you.
The premiere of Almost Family after The Masked Singer.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Amber Geiger found guilty of murder.
We, the jury, unanimously find the defendant, Amber Geiger, guilty of murder as charged in the indictment.
The jury coming back very quickly.
Privately, the president had often talked about fortifying a border with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, talked for the first time about President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
I've never met Rudy Giuliani.
In a rare move, the Duchess of Sussex striking back, suing a British publisher after the Mail on Sunday published excerpts from a handwritten letter to her father that revealed painful details about their estrangement.
Senator Bernie Sanders released an income inequality tax plan aimed at closing the gap between CEOs and their employees.
A woman who crossed a safety barrier at the Bronx Zoo here in New York and had a close encounter with a lion. You gotta wonder what the lion's thinking here.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 552 points. Temperature outside is 94 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling good.
I have two words for you. Name. Game.
Name game, baby. Name game. The name for this hour, Angela Washington. Angela Washington. Paging Angela Washington. Please pick up your phone and call 396-5477. 396-5477 for your chance to win, Angela, a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy, courtesy of Smart Skin Med Spa.
But not once. Not twice. 12. Not even three times.
12.
12 times.
Once a month for a year.
That is a heck of a deal.
That's a hell of a massage package, if you will. So again, Angela Washington, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize.
Do you realize a week from today, when I come into the show, instead of being 94 degrees, it's going to be 80 degrees or cooler.
Rich Thomas was telling me that about 9 this morning, and I let out a sigh of relief. Thank God.
Oh, man. It's going to end. The football game.
Right.
And next weekend is just going to be incredible.
It's felt like fall has not come yet, even though it has on the calendar. And I'm ready for it. That's when it really starts to feel like the year's begun. Football's there. You can sit out on your porch without sweating.
Right. And what you do is you have this cold front that comes through, and then that drops your highs and lows. And we're going from highs of 98, 99 degrees to a high on Tuesday of 80 degrees. That's that big drop. That's a 18-degree drop. And then we're going to go from a low of 73 to a low of 57 next week. Mm. That's pretty darn good.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I just bring my TV in for the rain, bring it back out as soon as it clears, and get the fire pit going. Checked on it today. Already have wood in there, ready to go. Smarter than I look.
No, I don't know. You look pretty smart.
272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And any caller can get in on that also. And if you're a first-time caller, your name will be put in twice. Twice the fun here. Sweet Creek Farm Market has got all sorts of fall festivals things going on. They got the Scarecrow Contest. So you got to get in on that, guys. This is really going to be good. I'm excited. Let me pick up with a story that we didn't get to 2 days ago that a caller called in about. I'm talking about a 12-year-old who said that three white guys held her down and cut her dreadlocks. And turned out, well, it wasn't true.
Sorry, I was answering a phone call. I apologize.
That's all right. 12-year-old.
Yes.
Hey, to a story we told you about last week. A 12-year-old girl in Northern Virginia admitted she lied about three white classmates cutting off her dreadlocks. The girl accused the sixth grade boys at a private Christian school of calling her hair ugly and nappy, holding her down, and cutting it with scissors during recess. She acknowledged the allegations were false after a police investigation. The girl's family issued a statement reading, quote, "To those young boys and their parents, we sincerely apologize for the pain and anxiety these allegations have caused. We understand there will be consequences and we're prepared to take the responsibility for them." The head of the school said, "While we are relieved to hear the truth and bring the events of the past few days to a close, we also feel tremendous pain for the victims and the hurt on both sides of this conflict."
Yeah, this story was so tough when I heard about it yesterday. It made me sad, angry, and disappointed. I thought about the three little boys who had been falsely accused, why she would make this up. There has to be more to this story about what she was thinking. I'd like to know that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's a terrible thing terrible accusation.
But yeah. At least they figured it out quickly, and yes. There's an apology from the family and the school.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what we do is dependent on trust. That's why you always say says, you know? When we have initial reports of something, we always say says.
And do we know if she'll get to stay in the school? Do we know what action?
We know that our affiliate, WUSA, reported that she actually cut her own hair. So as you say, Gil, there may be more to the story that we haven't learned yet.
I want to know what the motivation was.
Maybe she was mimicking Jussie Smollett. But I would say that, but actually, Jussie has not apologized for anything.
Jussie hadn't admitted anything. He's still on the cold. I think it's where society has gotten. It's like, almost like I expect something to happen. Something hadn't happened, so I'm going to make something happen because it's supposed to happen.
I heard something interesting on this sort of topic. Of all people, Dr. Phil. It was this long interview he was doing, I believe with Joe Rogan. And he talked about, I've done cases. He's been a legal representative in cases of hoaxes. And often the psychological profile of some of these people, because of the narrative they want to advance, like, say, certain sorts of racial victimhood.
Right.
That's the problem with the country. Somebody to further that cause will make something up, and in their head, they're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
It's just bringing attention to a just cause. I wonder what the parents were doing in this case.
I don't know. Well, the parents were in the in that clip where she's sitting there talking, and they're sitting on a kind of a blanket out in a park. And, it's an intact family, which is good. But, what was the motivation behind it? That's what, and it's like, I want to be a victim too. It's the old, when you see a lame man, do you walk with a limp type thing? Mm-hmm. You want to be, some compassion for something that you think that's happening out there. But it also, to me, is the overstatement of things that are out there, the racial tensions that are out there, that to me are greatly overstated. Okay, we got a lot going on today. The whole bar and Schiff and the president was going a little crazy in the Oval Office with the Finland president. Did y'all play any of that?
No, we have. I saw it going on and didn't have time to get to it.
It was something. He raked Schiff and Nancy Pelosi over the coals, particularly Schiff and this whistleblower. And he actually made more sense than he normally does. He really was kind of on target. And they were leaving, they asked him another question. He goes, "That's a good question, come back." and kind of polished it off. So let's start out with Catherine Harris. This is from last night. He's going to be talking about what Barr has been up to.
Tonight, Attorney General William Barr is emerging as a key figure in the Ukraine investigation. This evening, Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Harris tells us what Barr has been up to.
Keeping a low profile amid scrutiny over foreign contacts, Fox News confirms that Attorney General William Barr made two trips to Italy, the most recent last Friday with U.S. Attorney John Durham, who is leading the investigation into the origins of the FBI 2016 Russia collusion case. Durham, who has a broad mandate, got the assignment after Barr testified in April about alleged improper surveillance of the Trump campaign.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that.
In May, after the special counsel report and before the July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian leader, President Trump told reporters he wanted Barr to cast a wide net.
I hope he looks at Australia, and I hope he looks at Ukraine. I hope he looks at everything, because there was a hoax that was perpetrated on our country.
In response, this letter obtained by Fox News shows Australia's U.S. ambassador initiated contact with Barr and offered help. Justice Department officials called the Durham investigation proper, adding the Connecticut U.S. attorney is gathering information from, quote, numerous sources, including a number of foreign countries. And at Barr's request, the president introduced the attorney general in Durham to, quote, appropriate officials. The Obama administration's attorney general questioned the relevance of Durham's work when he said the Justice Department inspector general is finalizing a more narrow report on alleged surveillance abuse targeting the Trump team.
I think the whole thing that the attorney general is involved in is highly unusual. And then to see how the president is now involved in trying to help the attorney general in that effort gives me pause.
A long-awaited report from Justice Department Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz into alleged surveillance abuse targeting the Trump campaign has been a moving target, with new witnesses and information pushing back its release date. A source close to the process tells Fox News tonight they think there's a timing of later this month.
Later this month. Always mañana, mañana, mañana. So Catherine Herridge goes on, is going to be talking about the TikTok, about meetings on the Hill today.
We have a lot of breaking information this morning on the TikTok of how things are going to transpire here on Capitol Hill. First, to the State Department's Inspector General, the internal watchdog, Mr. Linick. He will be on Capitol Hill at the SCIF, the secure facility on the Senate side, with House and Senate staffers at 3 p.m. Eastern. He has requested this urgent meeting on Ukraine documents. What we don't know this morning is if the documents relate to the whistleblower complaint or relate to alleged contact between Democrats and Ukrainians that the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has been investigating. We're also getting a firmer timeline on other witnesses. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Masha Yovanovitch, who was recalled at short notice in May, recalled early. She will now appear on Capitol Hill October 11th. Then also the unpaid special envoy to the Ukraine, Kurt Volker, will now appear for a transcribed interview tomorrow here on Capitol Hill. And then finally, what is arguably the biggest event, which will be the closed-door testimony from the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, Michael Atkinson. The last time he was up here on Capitol Hill, he could not answer specific questions about the whistleblower complaint because it had not been declassified. But now he's in a position to answer questions about process, firsthand versus direct information held by the whistleblower, and whether standard procedures were followed. Last night on Fox, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, defended his actions. Listen.
Absolutely representing the president personally against charges that he colluded, against charges that he's going to be impeached. This all came to me in November of 2018 while I was still defending against Mueller. I began gathering all this to defend the president of the United States, my client. I was brought into it. I didn't go looking for it. I didn't go looking for Joe Biden.
Again, the new information this morning we have is that the Inspector General of the State Department, Steve Linick, this is an independent body within the State Department that acts as the internal watchdog, requested that urgent meeting with House and Senate staffers about Ukraine documents. That is now set for 3 p.m. Eastern over on the Senate side, and that will be in a secure facility, meaning that they will be dealing with some classified matter.
Okay, she kind of passed over that last part kind of quickly. So the IG of the State Department calls the Senate Intel Committee and says, I need to see you on an urgent matter. Pompeo is in Italy. I need to see you on an urgent matter. So they're going to meet behind closed doors in a SCIF, which means they're going to be going over classified documents. Notice he did not go to the House side. He went to the Senate side.
Headed by Richard Burr, the Republican,
and Warner.
Mark Warner, yeah.
So that's going to happen at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock our time. That is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Do you have any, what in the world is going on?
Well, the question is, because the scuttlebutt is that he's going to give some information about Ukraine that they need.
Which might justify why, say, Volker or others asked Giuliani to talk to certain people in Ukraine.
And
or other, something else.
But again, he's going to the House, the Republican Senate side, right, not the House side.
Right.
So this may be something that's kind of interesting in the big picture of things. And then we have Volker, and then we have this ambassador who was on again, off again, on again, different time now.
Instead of Game of Thrones, it's Game of Committees.
Yeah, I like it. Host Schiff was interesting to watch him today. News Talk 93.1. And Nancy Pelosi kind of backed up a little bit. Going to be back right after this.
Sister. Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grove Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are. Oh, my Pompeo was in rare form today. He said that the Democrats called staff members at the State Department and said, "Don't talk to anybody else. Don't talk to an attorney. But you need to come over here and testify. And if you don't, we'll consider it." That your obstruction of justice.
Bullcrap.
and I think that's part of what the IG may be running over to the Senate for.
Yeah, that is, I guess in Pompeo's words today, he's not going to take any bullying. I think the word he used. But that is, man, the hubris of these folks running the Intelligence Committee in the House.
Schiff is just all over the place, and we're going to hear Devin Nunes talk about why Schiff is the appointed person here. Let's go to Nancy Cordes talk about Pompeo and the Dem dust-up.
House Democrats are trading angry charges with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Democrats say the secretary could be involved in a, quote, blatant cover-up and a clear abuse of power after Pompeo accused them of trying to intimidate State Department officials into testifying. Sources tell CBS News a former State Department official and a former ambassador have agreed to testify. A short time ago, Pompeo confirmed he listened in on President Trump's July 25th phone call to Ukraine's president that triggered the impeachment probe. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what else did the secretary have to say?
Well, it's a bit of a mystery, Tony. All staffers here have been told is that they're going to be shown documents related to Ukraine, but they don't know whether these are documents that are going to help the president's case or hurt it. It comes amidst a huge clash between the State Department and Congress over evidence and witnesses.
What we objected to was the demands that were put that are
deeply violate fundamental principles of separation of powers.
Secretary Pompeo broke his silence about his role in a call between Ukraine's president and President Trump. And he accused Democrats of pressuring State Department officials to testify right away.
We will, of course, do our constitutional duty to cooperate with this co-equal branch. But we are going to do so in a way that is consistent with the fundamental values of the American system.
Overnight, Democrats railed against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after he said top officials needed more time to prepare for congressional interviews.
It's essentially saying, don't snitch. And that's just not how we do things in our government.
These Democrats are just so off the chain, and something I've noticed is that the media is so complicit and so complying to them.
Yes.
Whatever they complain about, the media is going to pick up and just echo. And all of a sudden I realize that you have two parties that have a tin ear. They're not hearing what it's like when you watch it on TV. And when I watched Morning Joe, I was stunned at some of the stuff he said. Stunned. And it's just, it's a 10-year situation. They think that they're just talking to themselves, but they're talking to a big chunk of America, and they're going like, what in the world are you talking about? Let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Wednesday.
Good afternoon, friend. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Are you back home?
No, I'm actually right this second coming up the hill in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Looking down over this beautiful valley. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Isn't it pretty?
It is wonderful. It is.
Telegraph Mountain.
Been able to see some wonderful changing colors on trees coming down from Chicago this weekend. And let me tell you this. I was able to attend, every time I'm on the road, if I'm not driving, I try to go to a church
mm-hmm.
on Sunday. And I went to a little church called Phelan Acres, P-H-E-L-E-N, Acres. And it was a small church. I think in Sunday school it was me and nine other people. It's an elderly church. There is many, many health problems. So I would just ask you and your other listeners to pray for them, for their health problems that they have there. A solid church. The interim pastor preached solid biblically. And so we all, brothers and sisters, need to lift them up. That's all I can say.
Give me the name again.
The Phelan, P-H-E-L-E-N, I believe, Acres.
Phelan, okay.
It was right outside of Chicago, outside of Plainfield. I'll try and find the link and send it to you
okay.
on Facebook, on your message. But, there was a young teenager. She had severe autistic issues there in the church itself. But you know what? While she was having issues, as soon as the service started, she became silent and was attentive during the entire time. During Sunday school, there was an elderly lady. She was wheeled in on a wheelchair and had cognitive issues and was going in and out of mental distress. And so, again, but a wonderfully church that loved each other. And believe it or not, we could use this in Alabama on Friday, the day before I got there. They had 6 inches of rain in one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and literally the church was almost flooded out. I didn't even know if I could go down the road to get to there. But, God provides. God takes care of his own.
There you go.
But, again, just everybody lift them up in prayer. You know, while I'm driving, I listen to a show. It's like on from midnight to 5 a.m. It's called Red Eye Radio. And they've really been talking very much about this joke going on in the House. And you may have well talked about this, but they brought out some very salient points. And they talked about the three previous times when presidents were impeached and the actual transparency. Well, first of all, there was always a vote, which even within Nixon, I believe it was like literally 404 to a few dissenting, both House and Republicans and Democrats voted overwhelmingly to show the need for transparency. And even during that process, they allowed the minority to have subpoena rights and to make sure that the truth could be conveyed. And what we see with Pelosi, and again, if it's changed in the past day or so, please correct me.
It hasn't.
But she refuses to bring to the floor a vote to put everybody on record to show that it's not partisan. And she also refuses to allow the minority party, in this case Republicans, to have subpoena powers in order to, again, have transparency. So you've got a partisan fight where the legs are cut out of the minority. And, I mean, if that does not show partisan politics, I mean, I know Mitch McConnell said if articles of impeachment are brought to the Senate, we have no choice, literally, but to consider. But I would really encourage him to say, yeah, I have no problem if both the minority and majority party have the right of due process and the right of transparency and the right of subpoena so we can get all the truth out there, not just a one-sided, slanted view.
Yeah, and he can take under Rule 20, he can take it up and then just cavil it right out and say, under the auspices that this was not a bipartisan situation, this is a mono-party deal, maybe one or two Republicans stupidly would vote for it, like Amash and people like that, but he can gavel it out immediately and just be done with it.
I would hope he would, I'll be honest with you, because, again, I firmly believe that Trump is innocent. I've read the transcript. I see no quid pro quo. I see no strong-arm tactics. I mean, it literally would be like if Dan was the president of the United States and there was, somebody was murdered in Mexico or Canada, and you talk to Blackface Trudeau and say, Mr. Blackface, you really, really should investigate. I think there is a crime here. That's not criminal. I mean, it's literally not. It's just saying, you know, there's a lot of folks here that may have the appearance of wrongdoing, and somebody may have used their political position to force the prosecutor out from investigating this murder of a Canadian citizen. Why don't you investigate that?
Well, actually, we had, in 1998, we had a treaty that was signed between the two countries of cooperation on corruption. That was signed during the Bill Clinton administration.
And so my question is, to say, you know, you've got a lot of nefarious people there around you, people from the previous administration, you need to be careful, and there might have been wrongdoing, unforced political pressure. Why don't you investigate that?
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with it. Exactly. And see, the problem is that then with the linkage they do is, well, that's your political opponent. But the question is, either he did it or he didn't do it. And if he didn't do it, then there's no problem. If he did do it, oops, we have a problem. But I'm going to play something from John Solomon in a little bit that is really going to lay this thing out there.
All I can say, friend, is let's just hold everybody accountable. Again, if Trump did wrong, which I do not see him doing wrong, then let the chips fall where they may. But let's play by the rules of the game that have been established for literally, when was Andrew Jackson impeached? 1830s, 1840s, something
it's
like
Andrew,
that?
It's Andrew Johnson, and it's 1865, if I remember right.
Okay, so if we've played by the same rules since then, why would we deviate?
Because that's not what they're doing this for political reasons, not for the reasons that the founding fathers laid out.
So let's just see it for what it is and be honest with you. Let's fight the good fight. Let's hope we for once have a Republican president that's not going to sit there and say, oh, I need to be concerned about a perception. No, we got a fighter in there.
There you go.
Let's support him.
But when you're going by Lookout Mountain and the Mentone Fort Payne area, look up at the mountains and tell me what the leaves look like when you see them. So, because I want to go up there for the leaf change. I think it's going to be in about 4 weeks.
I drove by there actually early this morning, about 4 miles away from it right now. I'll try and take a picture and send it to you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Have a safe trip on a blessed day. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Dan, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats looking into impeachment plan to subpoena the White House for documents related to President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president, asking for Joe Biden to be investigated there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution. Once we had his even admission to that, we had no choice but to go forward.
The president on Twitter calls this all BS. He used the whole word in his tweet in capital letters. Bernie Sanders is hospitalized.
Sanders underwent surgery after experiencing chest pain during a campaign event last night. A spokesperson says doctors discovered a blockage in one of the 78-year-old's arteries and successfully inserted two stents. The Sanders campaign says the senator is conversing and is in good spirits and will be resting up over the next few days. Sanders' events and appearances are canceled until further notice.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high temperatures continues for now, but we're getting closer to some nice relief for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Highs in the upper 90s each day, and each day we should tie or break the record high. Still dry, lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot, high 94. Rain chances close to 15%. Then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. Then look for significantly cooler days and nights beginning Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Oh, boy. Let's continue on with Nancy Cordes and Pompeo pushing back. And man, I tell you what, I don't know if I would want to tangle with Pompeo.
In a blistering letter, Pompeo accused Democratic leaders of trying to bully State Department officials into sitting for depositions. House Democrats fired back that Pompeo may now be a fact witness in the impeachment inquiry, and that any attempt to prevent witnesses from testifying might indicate that he is trying to cover up illicit activity.
The State Department's people could cooperate. They could come in immediately.
State Department Inspector General Steve Linick emailed multiple congressional committees saying he wants to discuss and provide staff with copies of documents related to the State Department and Ukraine. The briefing comes just 2 days after CBS News and other outlets confirmed that Pompeo was on the call, where President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate his campaign rival Joe Biden and his son. The president's allies slammed the congressional probe as a coup and a trap.
They're putting them through really an impeachment mockery.
We may not know exactly what the State Department's Inspector General plans to share with Congress today, but we do know that his job is to root out mismanagement and wrongdoing at the department. So that could be a clue. Steve Linick has been in the job, Gail, since 2013. He has a lot of autonomy, and he doesn't need the Secretary's permission to come to Capitol Hill to brief Congress.
Should be a very interesting appearance. But Nancy, let's talk about this. The president's personal attorney has now hired an attorney, as you know, Rudy Giuliani, hired former Watergate prosecutor John Sale to represent him in this impeachment inquiry. So what have you heard about their strategy on this?
Well, Giuliani said last night on Fox that he's going on the offensive. He's thinking about filing lawsuits against House Democrats after he was subpoenaed for documents stretching back 2.5 years. And he particularly singled out House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff. He said that what he's being subjected to is, quote, worse than McCarthy, Gail.
So let's kind of explore that a little bit. I didn't get to the cut because actually it was a little disjointed. But Rudy is looking at possibly filing suit against Adam Schiff.
Yeah, against individual Democrats, not the Democratic Party, not Congress itself, individual.
Individuals for their actions, mm-hmm. that they're hurting people's civil liberties.
In particular, the liberties an attorney has, protecting his client, not just conversations, but work product.
It's going to be interesting to see how this thing, because the media just keeps, and I noticed it this morning and a little bit last night, but it's like the Democrats say something, the media just parrots it and takes it as a story. We're going to get to one of those in just a second. And to those two groups, it makes sense. They go, oh yeah, this is what we need to be doing. We need to really hit this hard. And they do it, but then when you listen to it out in the free world, out in middle America, you're kind of going, what in the hell are you talking about? The world's not coming to an end tomorrow on this. You're not the Constitution and being sweated because of people not showing up for your hearings. That just isn't happening. And so what they say and the intensity they say it doesn't match what they're saying. It just doesn't size up. And I think that's going to start reversing on them a little bit because the media just kept dogging it and dogging it and dogging it, and I think that drove the polls. I played the example of the NBC Nightly News story and how they did and spent a third of the broadcast just on that subject, basically, from three different reporters. But I really noticed last night and this morning it kind of changed.
Well, and I think right now the Republicans, including President Trump, are mostly counterpunching and fighting back. And that's mostly with the exception of Joe Biden. I think that's one point of attack. I think the major assault will come from the guy who's been very quiet, even though he's under attack right now, is Attorney General Barr. I think, like we said, in the next...
I'll tell you, he is just a tortoise. He is just kind of... He doesn't give a damn about these people.
Right, exactly.
You can say whatever you want to say about me. I'm going to do what I need to do.
And so right now, the Republicans are kind of in. They have to react to all what the Democrats are pushing and the media is and taking the ball and running with. If you can hit them and blindside them with something that they can't ignore, well, the Democrats or the media, it could work.
I have a real sense, and I said this one other time, and it's not quite to that high pitch, but something's about to happen because you can feel the vibes that are out there have really started jumping, and you can feel something's about to happen. So now, I'm going to give you an example of the craziness of reporting. Paula Reed, on a story about shooting them in the leg, those evil illegal immigrants.
A new book is shedding light on President Trump's battle to push ahead with one of his signature policies, securing the U.S.-Mexico border.
A book.
According to the book, Mr. Trump suggested shooting migrants in the legs. He reportedly made the suggestion in March during a meeting where he also called for the entire border to be closed. Two New York Times reporters wrote the book, which is published by Simon & Schuster, a division of CBS. Paula Reed's at the White House. Paula, why did the president allegedly make these comments?
Anthony, earlier this year, as border crossings hit record numbers, the Times reports the president grew increasingly frustrated with the situation along the southern border and intent on delivering on his campaign promises to build a wall and deter illegal immigration, he started throwing out some new ideas.
We're closing the border.
They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
In late March, President Trump publicly threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border. But according to the Times reporters, in a March meeting, the president's advisors tried to turn him away from such a drastic move. He responded, "You're making me look like an idiot," and shouted, "I ran on this. It's my issue."
Okay. Doesn't it sound real familiar? You remember when the article came out talking about the deep state was there, and they were talking about they would take the stuff off his desk and he wouldn't, there was a race name for him to call, so he wouldn't call him type of thing. This is back to it. Donald Trump blew this thing up completely in his Oval Office little presser that he did and just totally just said, this is a lie. It's an absolute lie. This is another part of this story. This is a story about a story in a book. That's how worthless these people are as journalists. Paula Reed should be ashamed of herself using a Trumpism here. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
There is no shame with people who have no conscience or integrity.
I mean, look, you know, do some damn reporting. Don't do a story about a story in a book.
Worthless to us. And CBS has, like I said yesterday, they've gone double down on this. They've staked their reputation on it. So they're going to be this until the election. And after Donald Trump gets elected, they're going to keep on. So I'm very disappointed in CBS and especially NPR, which is supposed to be fairly impartial. One thing I want to ask you about, Dan, since you've been in the White House, lots of telephone calls, transcripts are being printed and talked about openly about between our president and lots of foreign leaders. What the hell is going on, and how can our president conduct foreign policy if everybody repeats everything he says to every leader he gets in there and talks to on the phone? Can you tell me?
Well, first of all, you're kind of mixing some things. The only thing that's a transcript that's been talked about is the Ukraine transcript. It was talked about, and then he released it. But they once they did the Mexico and the Australian thing, they locked down the the conversations and put it in the coded computer, which to the Democrats was proof of cover-up, which actually was proof of having a higher level of security on it. But other than that, these telephone conversations haven't been getting out since then.
I see. Well, I could have sworn I heard of a few more from other leaders of other countries, smaller nations. Their point was Donald Trump's, they're even, they went as far as to say Donald Trump is acting like a globalist because he's going around trying to pressure these small countries. And that's such a blatant lie. It's unbelievable. But this is what we're up against. And so, and as far as the CIA and all this, Mike Pompeo, after being in the CIA, he's got to have deep knowledge of who all's doing this stuff and what's going on, don't you suppose?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know when he first got over there, if he started looking into this or not. It seems that Barr and Durham have always had the lead on this. And I'm sure that Pompeo would have helped in any way. I think he was just trying to get the train back on the track at the CIA.
Wow. There's got to be a way to, I know it's part of the constitutional process and the balance of power between the government branches, but for a party to spend 4 years prosecuting a president, it seems to be very counterproductive to our country, and that's exactly what's happened.
You think?
Yeah, and I heard Nancy Pelosi, she's trying to act like, she's trying to cover her butt like she's getting something done. I'm outraged, and I'm sure everybody else is, and I want to hear, and Chuck Grassley, get his athlete kicked out of Washington. Thank you. Roll
because
tide, go
because
Trump.
He didn't want the anything to happen to the whistleblower?
Yeah. Get his Ashley out of Washington. Thank you.
Grassley, get his Ashley. I like that. News 793.1. Got to go to a break, don't I? Oh, man, I'm late again. I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Remember, any caller can get in on the Squeak Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And then if you're a first-time caller, you get in twice. Double. Duo. And do. Twi-cat. Okay, let's continue on with Paula Reed. Doing a story about a story. I mean, this is, she is doing a full 2.5 minutes about a story in a book about Trump wanted to have him shot in the legs and have electrified fence and a moat with sharks and snakes in it. That's the story. This is unbelievable. A story about a story that the person, did anybody go to the person and say, is this true? No. The president shot it down today, though. Of course, he said Washington Post and it's New York Times. Let's listen on to Paula Reed.
Administration officials were constantly having to kind of walk the president back from the precipice, right? Mm-hmm. Walk him back from the edge of what could be a crisis.
Michael Scheer and Julie Hirschfeld Davis are the reporters and authors of the book Border Wars, Inside Trump's Assault on Immigration.
He made all these promises. He talked in these grandiose ways about things he wanted to do when he was in office, but then he comes in and confronts the reality of governing.
The article also details the president's other suggestions to stem migration.
They want to throw rocks at our military fights back. We're going to consider it. And I told him, consider it a rifle.
And while he said he didn't mean to shoot migrants if they threw rocks at Border Patrol agents, the New York Times reports that the president later suggested they shoot migrants in the legs to slow them down. They write he also privately talked about fortifying a border wall with a water-filled trench stocked with snakes or alligators, and he wanted the wall electrified with spikes on top that could pierce human flesh.
We've reached out to the White House for comment on this report, but have not heard back. As of August, 57 miles of border wall have been built, but hundreds of miles remain and costs are mounting. The Pentagon has diverted approximately $6.1 billion for this project.
Would you put spikes on a top of a wall that would not pierce flesh? I mean, the spikes on the top of the wall that can pierce flesh. No, let's use the spikes on the top of the wall that go through butter.
I remember the spike ball, the Nerf spike ball. It was like a black football with the soft little silver spikes. Yeah, let's put that on top of the wall.
I mean, the drama, everything's dramatized.
I hear that, and it's like, if it's true, I don't think it's good, but I don't think it's true. Maybe he said something in jest, too. Like, it's absurd.
Well, and see, that's what I'm saying, is that when they do these reports, it's changing. It's so outrageous. It's so outlandish. And somebody's listening, they're going, what? So you're doing a report about a book. Now, you asked the White House for comment. You did. But did the people who did the book do it? And it's back to this, you know, somebody is going to go piece three people's story together and create a whole cloth story out of it. And I'll tell you something, having been there, they're liars in the White House all the time. They will make up stuff just so they can seem important to the press.
Right.
Jim Baker used to do a real fun thing to people. He would say something to somebody and he would see, does it show up in the Washington Post? If it shows up in the Washington Post, that was the leaker. And then he'd fire him.
Well, and we know there are rats in the White House, but did you see the story that a mouse fell from the ceiling in the press area?
No!
Yeah, a mouse just fell down.
Fell down the ceiling?
Yeah.
And he went, ta-da! Yeah. This is Rantley Brinkley here, reporting live from the White House.
I got a big breaking story for you guys.
You're not going to believe what's up in the attic.
You should check out the cheese in this kitchen.
Unbelievable.
It's just getting so silly at a certain
point. Really, and the thing, I don't think that they realize it, but I really noticed it a little bit last night, a lot this morning. Yeah. And the Paula Reed story, the way the Nancy Korda story was, you're going to get into some other things, but the nightly news last night had a little tin of it, but they've gone too far. They are listening and believing their own you-know-what. And it's just a gigantic echo chamber. And I've seen the Democrats do this before. They get so highfalutin, and they keep saying it, and they think just to please a small percentage of people, the rest of America goes, what? News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.